Welcome to the Monopool, the Geek.io live play role playing podcast.
This is Raul from Geek.io. Welcome to the Monopool. We're going to jump right into the action with CJ, Rachel, Carrie, Josh, Felix, and myself. Enjoy.
All right. Now, I'm going to try to make this attack. Advantage or disadvantage?
You're functioning normally at the moment.
Okay.
Thanks to me.
And it is. Are you serious? Advantage one and I still fuck it up.
Yeah, you stab at it with your spear and you could swear you're punching him clear in the chest, but you feel your spear just go off to the side and through the cloak.
Hey, what is this?
But he doesn't take damage. That means it may have worked.
I'm sorry, you cut off a little there, CJ.
Masai, what is this? Let us help you.
Help me, help you, help me, help you.
Lisae hurls another lightning bolt at it.
Which is honestly what I figured the response was going to be.
As the lightning strikes dead in the chest, you notice it fork up and around and back and just completely start branching off in all directions that it shouldn't be doing.
Alabras, you might want to back up. You are wearing metal.
Do I have time to back up?
No, it doesn't seem to strike you. It just...
is flying around like crazy.
Strikes everywhere that isn't the target before grounding itself and fizzling out.
Since I'm right beside Lasaye.
And she is also scrambling towards Fragul, her hand outstretched.
Can I persuade her to trust us and let us help her with this?
I don't think she's in a position to turn any help down.
Obviously, she knows more, and she's not saying anything to us.
Well, she's busy foaming blood at the mouth obscenities at this thing, so...
Yeah, if my suspicions are correct, she is in no fit mental state to respond to external stimuli other than kill that thing.
With her going crazy, is the summon...
I'm going to try to read her mind.
It's gone.
Damn it!
You watched it fizzle out on stage.
Damn it!
I'm going to run, stand in front of her, put my hands on her head, and I know she's going to try to fight me with this, but I need to get in her head. What is she not able to express because she's so flaming mad? What can we do to try to help her?
Her head is an absolute violent storm of thoughts and emotions right now. Like, it's no wonder that she's hurling lightning at this thing, because that's kind of what the inside of her head feels like right now, is that storm you guys sat through on your way here.
Yeah.
It is violent, it is wild, and you're only getting glimpses of anything resembling rational thought. And most of those are dedicated to, I'm going to fucking kill it. I'm going to fucking kill it.
Hey, Jim.
And a few slight whispers of, give him back to me, give him back to me, give him back to me.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir.
I'm lucky. Here's a hint. When you're playing Open Legend, you should pay more attention to your perks. With all of this going on, with every single bit of this going on, would I be able to, like, luck my way into finding any kind of, like, weakness or something like that I could focus on to be able to make myself more viable?
I was trying to pry more information out, but that 15 is not going to be enough.
Well, we rolled a 36 to begin with.
Well, she's also rolling without the disadvantage too, is the thing, so. Yeah, the only thing you can glean out of her head is that give him back, give him back, give him back. Those thoughts are being directed towards Fragul as she's scrambling to get to him.
Oh.
Well, you don't know that. This is directly in Amy's head.
Oh.
She's moon melding with him.
Yeah, but...
As far Fragul as...
Fragul off the stage.
He has the amulet.
Yeah. I was waiting for you guys to... Yours. I was going to talk to Lisa A and give her amulet back.
Well, she pretty quickly scrambled up to you to snatch it as, you know, throwing lightning at this thing. But anyways, sorry, CJ, let me have a look at Lucky real quick, because...
I'm really glad.
Once per game session, in a moment of need, you can call on luck to shine upon you. The GM decides what form this luck takes. For example, an attack that was meant to you may target an ally instead. You may discover a secret passage to escape from a rolling boulder, or a local law enforcement official decides to overlook your crime because you happen to have grown up on the same street.
That's a good perk.
It is a good perk.
That's...
I should take more focus on my perks.
Well, it is once a game session thing, so. But considering this is, spoiler alert, the last recording we're doing tonight, it's probably a good time to burn it.
Yeah.
I should have paid attention to my perks. I could have shaken off the disadvantage too way earlier. Oh my god, I'm a moron.
Let's say that the nausea and the horrors were making it so that our heads were not in the right places. Just like, I'm totally going to say that the reason I didn't look out the window to see what was causing the screaming is because I shut my curtains when I was trying to sleep.
Oh, I suppose that's something lucky anyways. There's a thunderous crash directly in front of you.
Yeah.
And your view of the robed man is suddenly blocked by a very large cloaked figure.
Remy!
Yay!
Remy! Remy! Remy!
Whoa, what's that?
Remy. Hey, Remy, are you all right?
And the robed figure starts to do that absolutely sickening laugh.
Oh god!
Oh, but a toy. How fun! Is this fun? Must be fun.
It's not fun!
I'm gonna raise my sleeve and shoot Starlight at the robed figure.
At the same time, the robed figure is throwing its own sleeves forward, and you see those black smoke chains start to shotgun out, basically, directly towards Remy.
I'm going to teleport in front of him.
Can I try and jump forward and deflect
lightning
it?
Lightning reflexes to get in front of it!
Make your rolls, guys.
Okay.
What would I roll to act fast? Because, I mean,
you are a movement-specced character, right? You teleport. Okay. That's what you do.
Okay.
Well, because I don't know. Am I still acting with disadvantage on the teleport?
You are functioning normally on your teleports for the second being.
Okay, so teleport in front of him.
Oh, man.
Pistol to the face. Advantage or disadvantage on the...
God, fuck.
How would I roll for my shot?
Just a regular attack.
Okay.
And you're teleporting directly in front of the figure?
In front of Remy, specifically. Okay. Like, I am directly in front of Remy. I am going to use a legend point on my shot.
Do not throw it away, Carrie.
I'm gonna grab this fool and hold him.
Holy shit!
Jesus Christ!
That's gonna be a 60 of starlight directly to the chest.
Well, I guess I don't have to hold him anymore, right?
Holy crap!
Now that's how you use a fucking legend point.
Not failing on fucking persuasion checks like I did last game.
Right?
Yeah, that is going to be 60 with the plus 2 from the legend point.
Jesus.
What exploded? It was the D10 exploded one.
Three times.
Almost
four.
Yeah, I rolled a 39 on one D10 roll.
Jesus.
For a brief instant, night turns into day. And you hear this sort of high-pitched whine as this absolute eruption of light comes out of Velfreya's sleeves and slams into this thing. And for a second, the lot of you are absolutely blinded by it.
Oh, my eyes.
Hey.
When the stars finally fade from your eyes, you notice that the figure is still standing there. The cloak has been completely blown away, and all of you are immediately just unnerved to no end. What you see standing before you is essentially the distilled, amplified essence of Uncanny Valley. You're looking at a man, if you can even call it that, but absolutely everything is wrong. The eyes are too big for the head and don't even look like they belong to a human being. The tongue flapping in his mouth is far too pink. None of his joints go in the right direction. His arms and legs twist in bizarre ways that make it think like there is no way he should be able to even twitch.
That's some freaky looking stuff.
That is.
And as you stand there just gaping at it, you notice some of the body that was just basically blown away starts to knit itself back together from that strange smoky stuff. It's still unnerving as hell to look at, but it's no longer unnerving that's also got holes blown through it. Huh. And despite that, there are still a couple of chains that have wrapped themselves around Remy.
I want to try and attack the chain. See if I can try and chop one or two of them.
Are we still operating at disadvantage?
You can't seem to muster the will to move at the moment.
Oh no.
We're in cutscene mode, y'all.
what you are looking at is just shy of breaking your perception of anything. Like, your mind is struggling to accept that this is a thing that your eyes can actually be looking at. It's that unnervingly wrenching.
Oh.
The cloak that was so lovingly made by the party for Remy has basically burnt up to a crisp and falling away as ash. The pieces of tree that were grown out of him as some semblance of a disguise have withered away to nothingness. And where the chains
have latched
onto his frame, you notice a blackness starting to crawl around those lines of light that are composed of his figure. and seeping into that center core that is in his chest and on his shoulders. It's time to play.
Hey, Calibras.
Hmm.
Remember Sanae?
What about her?
You dispelled that smoke. These chains are made of the same stuff. Or at least I think they are.
That's a good point. Alright. I'm gonna give it a shot.
You still may or may not have resistance that I may or may not have succeeded in giving you.
Alright, I'm gonna try to dispel this the black stuff with my own entropy magic.
Out of character, I apologize if this goes south.
It's okay. I've already got a backup lined up.
Hey, Felix is following from my footsteps.
Here we go. Are you serious? Oh my god, my roll.
Should have burned a legend point.
Seriously.
You take 5 points of damage, Calibras.
Aww.
And you feel your fingers twist themselves the completely opposite direction.
Ouch!
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
I know, I can't imagine it is.
As you're unfortunately forced to stand there and watch, something starts to happen at the core of Remy. And you see a series of concentric rings start to spread out from the center. These circles are engraved with some kind of text that you don't recognize. And the darkness starts to eat away at those.
Nope, I'm not okay with this. Amy's gonna freak the fuck out. Because Remy has kept her protected. Remy has kept her protected this entire time. So somewhere where Lasaye is freaked out and angry and her mind is going wild trying to protect him in the form of, I'm assuming, her summon via her amulet, Remy has been solid for me. Am I still operating at 1 disadvantage?
You're operating at disadvantage 5 if you try to do anything.
Oh.
I should have mentioned that for Calibras, but it wound up not mattering because he crit failed anyways.
Yeah, because I suck.
Even if I opt to try to do something directly to Remy.
Trying... You're all lucky you can breathe at the moment.
Holy God.
Essentially, we are in cutscene mode that Josh is allowing us to pretend that we have an effect on because we...
It's a QTE. I mean, let's be fair.
We roll a 58.
You're not entirely wrong.
Also, how was this lucky?
Yeah, right?
Because it wasn't one of you.
Hey, that's fair.
Can I try and use my willpower? My will to try and break some of this disadvantage, some of this.
I don't think that trick is going to work twice.
I don't know. Josh?
I mean, same thing I told Amy. You can try to do something, but you're operating with disadvantage 5.
So I need to, like, everything needs to explode and explode and explode, right?
Everything did explode. Oh! I exploded it.
I mean, it's not bad for disadvantage 5.
You managed to draw a slightly deeper breath.
I'm going to guess me as a person connected to nature is just completely done at this point. Like, I'm so done with everything.
Everything is feeling pretty hopeless at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, especially watching the plant life just wither away.
Yeah.
And especially so quickly and so completely into nothing. Yeah. It's not feeling very good at all. And as that feeling starts to sink in, you find it even harder to think about doing anything at all.
Yeah. That's the reason why I didn't, because I'm just like, in character, like Kai seeing like everything going down and seeing Remy in his eyes protect him, like the every bit of like will to do anything has just been completely sucked out of him.
And as those rings are slowly eaten away by the black shadow, you hear Remy's voice starting to spew some garble. It sounds old. But what, it's...
Get off my lawn?
No, it sounds like a dialect none of you can speak.
Oh, wow.
That's saying something, because Calabras is here.
Well, as far as Calabras is concerned, because he is, unfortunately, the odd man out, he hears, in an even more monotone voice than Remy usually speaks in, tertiary protocol removed, secondary protocol removed, primary protocol
removed. No. I don't like this.
What are you going to do about it?
I'll start leaving and grabbing everybody, and we're getting the fuck out of here is what's going to happen.
Remy's about to decimate the town.
He's about to probably...
He's gonna blow shit up.
He probably...
We need to get the fuck out.
That's my point exactly.
Well, what's going on, Calabres? What's going on?
Remy's about to self-destruct.
Yeah, what? Correct me if I'm wrong, Josh. Basically, Remy has put both his fists to the ground, hunkered down, and that's just never a good sign for any robot.
I mean, he dropped like a bomb in front of you guys and took an attack that more than likely would have completely erased at least one of you.
Yeah.
That's so, the lucky part.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why I'm not dead, is because I'm lucky.
guys, we this isn't good. Guys, we need to go now. Because remember, I've had a link to Remy, and that is not there right now. I can't... everything's gone. He's blocked me. No.
Can I try and pick up Lisa A and anyone else that I can grab, and let's get going?
You can try again.
Oh. Wait. I'm going to use my perk of Courageous.
Josh, where are the chains in relation to Remy and also me? Because I'm standing basically like directly in front of his chest.
Well, not anymore.
You're kind of caged in right now.
All right, I'm going to actively try to pull Beaufray out of the chains.
And Fregul, you can't seem to muster any courage whatsoever.
Really? Oh.
Everything is lost. We're all done anyway, guys. Just... It's over.
I'm gonna pull Valvrea out, and then I'm gonna throw her away.
You can try.
All right.
You have to move first. That's the problem.
Since I've been standing behind Remy, within arm's reach, am I able to literally lift my hand and just put it on him and say thank you? Because moving is painful.
Why does my roll suck so bad today?
Because you're disadvantaged.
He didn't even roll with disadvantage 5, is the funny thing.
Oh shit, I didn't. Oh. Sorry.
Roll it again, I bet you get higher. Try
3.
Hey, just for shits and giggles, let's do it.
Yeah, 43.
I mean, it's dice, so it's odds.
Because the dice are like,
hey!
What's the roll to give up hope?
Nothing. You all die.
All right.
You, Amy, you say thank you to Remy?
Yeah.
You can't seem to get your arm up, but you do manage to get the words out.
Is there any response?
core protocol. Core protocol. Kai, I know what anger is.
Yes!
There is a sudden explosion of energy. You are all thrown several feet through the air.
Which direction am I?
Every direction.
All of them.
Oh, wait. Back, like, behind Remy or back away from Remy?
You're at the epicenter. You're more pushed down than anything.
Okay. What I was looking for is, am I thrown at the flaming stage? So the answer is no, and I am grateful for that.
No.
I mean, well, since he jumped right in front of me, I am kind of that way too, I guess.
You're not blown back as far because, again, you're kind of standing at ground zero.
Yeah.
If anything, he's kind of standing slightly over you since you were on the ground.
Okay.
Because he's a big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember, I managed to get next to him because I was trying to get to Lisa. So I ended up...
Well, Lisa Dragul are back that way.
Tertiary protocol. Defense of the lands of Altay from foreign invaders. Secondary protocol. Defense of the light and all of its nodes. Primary protocol. Defense of all life. Core protocol. Nobody changes my protocols but me.
Yes!
Oh.
This is...
You see Remy level his arms forward. His entire forearms and palms open up into massive ports, basically.
Release the anger, Remy!
And there is another tremendous explosion of energy directed right at this absolutely horrible creature.
I'm going to attempt to cover my head while remaining on the ground.
You don't seem to feel any of the backlash off of that.
Huh.
It was still a reflexive action.
Oh, it's completely understandable. But you actually notice the way his arms have opened up, the pieces that made up his forearms. Anybody familiar with Blaze Blue?
Yes.
Like Iron Tager.
Oh my god!
They have folded out into like a shield-like apparatus. And none of you feel any of the backlash from that explosion. And as the massive outlet of energy crashes into this figure, you see something similar to that phenomena you saw earlier with that monstrosity in the alleyway. The energy seems to buckle, twist, contort, and the figure inside just kind of smiles at you before vanishing. And then Remy falls forward. Thankfully, he is so tall, you basically wind up behind him at, like, thigh/knee level.
You have a giant metal teepee.
Okay. So the thing is gone?
There's no trace of it, and the grotesques have been blown to smithereens. There's not even anything left of the stage.
Is the statue thingy, the spirally doohickey majobber, alive?
It's not in any more pieces than it already was.
By alive, I mean quote unquote alive together.
But you notice it has stopped its completely erratic swirling and has stopped moving entirely. For a split second, you see some type of not light swirl around and then down.
Internal monologue. Can I touch it now?
Hi, Amy. We need to cover Remy now.
Try and muster all of the energy that I possibly can to cover him in tree.
Cover him in tree.
A giant shrubbery.
Are we finally at normal or disadvantaged still?
Are you attempting to do some kind of alteration/creation type of thing, CJ?
Creation.
Our tag team of alteration/creation.
Okay.
To create a
roll with advantage 3.
Advantage 3?
Ooh.
Oh,
Defense of all life.
Yeah. Let's make a giant life-giving shrubbery.
You have absolutely no problems covering him up. You notice in the immediate area where the two explosions were, there are saplings poking through the cobblestone.
Yes, we have created life.
Are there still people, like, or are there people, like, anywhere nearby?
Everything was dead around us. We were the only ones stupid enough to come up here.
Everybody else went running out of town. No, we went running into it.
What about Lysaia? Is she fine? Or
she is unconscious.
I'm gonna
pick her up and take her away from the scene.
I'm gonna climb around a little bit and check on Remy. Is he conscious at all?
His eyes are completely dark. But the three cores that consist in his shoulders and in his chest don't have any sort of marring on them whatsoever. It is a steady, pulsing, blue light.
Okay. Am I able to read anything off of Remy since he had... Do I have a link back with him at all?
On mode.
He's in sleep mode.
I can talk. Because I've been doing so much of it this session. The best approximation you can figure out, since it's not quite like peeking into a person's mind, is that he is essentially unconscious.
Oh. I didn't think Josh was going to kill the giant robot.
Yeah, he's unconscious.
I know.
Superman.
That's why I figured Josh wasn't going to kill him.
I'm going to go up to where Remy's head is and put my head against his head. And just be, I love you, and thank you, and I think we're all okay, we're just hurt.
I don't know what you're doing, why are you talking to a tree? I'm looking around, making sure nobody's looking at us.
No, because I'm whispering.
That was a fight. Fragul needs sleep.
I'm hugging a tree.
Tree hugger?
Anyone knows what just happened?
I have an idea. Too tired to talk about it. I'm gonna stay with Remy.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
Sleep here sounds really good.
So you guys are all basically just passing out right the fuck there?
I'm gonna make sure
Lysaia is in a safe location, and then I'm just gonna pass the fuck out right next to
her. Amy and Kyle inserted themselves real quick to be as perfect.
I'm gonna try and stay mostly awake. I don't know if I'm gonna succeed.
Well, Savaz can stay awake, can't he?
He can, but he's probably not in a good state.
I don't know, Josh. How is Savaz?
He's a magical being, so.
Savoth is unfortunately not there.
Oh boy, I got my perk points back.
You see the pile of carefully sewn and embroidered bandages.
No, all that hard work.
Praise be unto him.
Well, you can
and
summon
a bow.
He will
you
rise again.
Back.
I could. I don't know if I want to though.
But he's awesome.
I know he is.
And that, more than anything, kind of cements in your head, considering it blew Savoth completely to smithereens. Both of those explosions were completely creation energy.
And it wasn't me fucking up!
Oh, he was mimicking you!
It might also just be what he does.
I like the idea he was so attached to Amy that he used her magic. Also, I like how we've completely turned from the book saying, hey, creation magic isn't used for attacking, to creation magic is for attacking.
I love it. It's great.
Well, creation magic in this case was used as a counter spell to break the entropy magic that was trying to control him.
I know. It's just funny. In the rule book, it's like, this is not hardly ever used for attacking.
Well, the rule book also states... make a good enough case for it.
Yeah, I know.
Also, you know what else isn't used for attacking, CJ? Phoenix Downs.
True. Very true.
Unless there's zombies.
Fuck that thing.
Raul mentioned earlier trying to put out fires with his sword. I was totally willing to let him roll for that. If he swung hard enough with might, he could have created a gust to blow shit out with.
Or moved enough air to create a vacuum.
I love the idea of some onlookers like seeing a giant bear fighting a fucking fire with a sword.
literally fighting a fire.
Yeah, he's a firefighter, literally.
That's when we have a few levels on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, which that's the interesting thing is, even though I, you know, joked about you guys all passing out right there, is you all feel absolutely fantastic at the moment. And you level up.
Yay!
Really, though, I am not going to leave Remy alone. I'm going to hang out in this shrub for a while.
I'm going to sit. If I'm going to be there, if we're just going to end up passing out, I'm going to pass out right next to his freaking head.
I fucking made this shrub. I'm sleeping under it.
We don't need to sleep. We feel fine. I'm just hanging out because I don't want to leave Remy alone.
You feel like you've just had the best sleep of your life.
This shrub is my baby, and nobody's coming near it.
Hey guys. It's getting close to breakfast time. Y'all want to have a picnic?
Okay.
Just put the food next to my mouth.
Even feeling fantastic, bear's gonna bear. Just the bare necessities.
What's that? I barely heard you, Josh.
So there we go. Does my shrubbery have some berries on it?
Yeah, I mean. Well, congratulations, guys.
Yay!
You did a thing.
We did a thing.
Yeah, we did.
We watched a boss fight cutscene.
Guys. Hey, that could have gone a lot differently if we hadn't actually done shit.
Guys, you know how I'm great at not doing things when I should? We need to talk. And on that note, I'm not going to continue that one. I'll let the cutscene end.
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. You start to see the first glow of dawn over the horizon of the water. Sounds of panic are slowly dying down through the city as the fires start getting under control. You guys are going to be having some guards come upon you in a moment.
Fuck it, we're anime enough. Amy and I are going to leave.
Aw, no picnic?
No picnic. I don't even want to speak to them.
Oh, right, yeah.
I quickly crawl over to you, like...
That was out of character, by the way.
Yeah, Malfreya.
Yes. And
takes off his cloak. I have lost so much of what I am, and this anger is not me, and what I felt even towards that thing is not me. I can't be here when those fuckers who tortured me have a chance of coming near me again. Amy and I need to leave, and we need to leave now.
Belfreya just kind of nods, holds up a hand, like, just hang on a second, and takes out a piece of paper and starts writing. It's a quickly scribbled note with a sort of a drawn version of the symbol that's on her necklace. And she hands it to you in the same kind of hand clasp that she used for Calabras. Go to the Torun quarter of town. Any establishment, any person. Hand them this note. Tell them you are a friend of mine and a friend of the guild. They will get you out of town.
Nods. He said, and he goes, we're going by foot to the Starbounder?
Starbounder, yes.
Yay!
Yeah, you got it right.
The location draws its name, since it's relevant and you would know this having lived there. There is a legend that says it was at one point in time the tallest mountain peak on the lands and was gradually pounded flat by an Onryek leaping from the top of it in an attempt to grab a star.
Going back home, I'm going to the Starbounder Plateau. Maybe Amy and I can find more of us there, but this, I appreciate your assistance and I will take you up on that, but we can't be here when those guards come.
I don't want to see them again.
I know.
Thank you.
I know.
This is not how I wanted this to happen. Thank you. I love you, and I love you all. You are the closest thing to family that I've had since I've left home. Keep this cloak for me for when we meet again. Maybe I'll be more like the man that you gave it to. And he literally just tosses at her, and as it's leaving his hand, goes into wolf form and starts bolting.
So anime.
As you start running away from the crowd, or from the group rather, you feel a hand pat your leg.
Hey, jerk, is it Lasaye? Or, okay, head jerk, who am I looking at here?
It's a somewhat conscious Lasaye.
Quickly spin around, give it a lick, and keep running.
Is Amy still there for the moment?
I am.
You're going to get a big hug. Be safe, dear. Take care of him for us.
Yeah. Kai is a lot more public-facing right now than Amy is, so...
Yeah. Yeah, you get a big mom hug.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a big mom hug with me. Amy's going to be hysterical because she doesn't want to go, but she knows she has to because this is not a good place for her. And for the same reasons that Kai is angry with humans, so is Amy, but she doesn't know how to cope with the emotions because she's never had to deal with this.
I'm teaching everybody anger lately.
But see, Amy's isn't anger. Amy's is pure fear. She watched Kai die in front of her.
Over and over again. Only once.
And the only thing that he told her to do was get herself out. Which she did. But at what cost to her psyche? She doesn't know who to trust outside of this small group. And as Amy's hugging you, she says, "We will be back.
I know.
I want to learn. But I can't learn here."
I know. Amy? She kind of shifts. So she's got, like, her hands, like, on your cheeks, and she's looking at you in the eye. You are stronger than you think. You saved his life tonight.
I know.
It's gonna
but
be
he's
okay.
Hurt.
I know.
He's got a lot of healing to do, and I don't know where to begin.
Just stay close to him.
I will.
The note that I gave Kai will make sure that you guys get supplies. It'll come out of my stipend. Don't tell him that or he won't get anything. You make sure you get what you need. They might have a book or two for you to read along the way. You can get those too.
Okay.
You can think of us when you read them, okay?
Okay.
She'll kiss you on the forehead and give you another big squeeze.
Give you a big hug. I'm going to turn around. You're going to see me take 3 steps and I'm flipping into falcon form and following Kai.
Yay! Happiness all around. It's so touching.
Fragu doesn't know anything is going on because he's passed out.
Fucking Majin Buu over here. Fragu is officially Majin Buu.
No, he is not.
Candy!
He is not nearly as annoying as Buu.
Fragu will turn you into sushi!
He did with that one one boar.
With his 30 fucking... Learning.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Oh, wow.
All right, guys. So the rest of the group is getting everybody kind of surrounding around them, including guards, and these two aminals just kind of bolted. All right, guys.
Well, I don't think anybody in the town is really going to care about
they don't care about a random...
It's by far the least bizarre thing most of these people have seen tonight.
Yeah, right?
Besides, to be fair, they probably, because they're so distracted, they probably think Kai is just some random dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody's pet bird got out of their cage or something when a building was burning down.
Yeah, I mean, nobles use falcons and such to hunt all the time, so.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. By the way, Ashley, I told you I wouldn't kill him.
Nope. Kai and Amy are still quite alive.
Their journey will continue elsewhere. And so will the rest of the team of the Mana Pool. For myself and for the rest of the crew, thank you so much for hanging out with us. If you want to contact the show, you can do so. Like our friend Amy last episode, geekioshow@gmail.com. Or Ashley, sorry. There's a character named Amy. I think I have a pass on that one. thank you so much for... geekioshow@gmail.com. If you want to put the Mana Pool in the subject line. If you want to chat with us on Discord, you can do so. geek-io.net/discord. If you want to support this show and everything that we do on the Geek.io network, including speech lessons for myself and Josh, patreon.com/geek-io. For all of us here, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye. We killed you, baby.
That sound is so freaky, man. It freaks me out.
I feel like we're going to be seeing that more.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018. You see how that works?